here at the National Agri-Marketing Association Conference 2012 in Kansas City. With me is Eric Spell with AgCareers.com. And Eric, really, there's a lot of optimism right now in the agriculture industry. It seems like there's a lot of jobs out there, and AgCareers.com is the one to know about that. What right now are the hopping careers in agriculture?
Well, Cindy, it is an exciting time to be in agriculture. Through the first quarter of 2012 compared to 2011, we've seen a 17% increase in the number of jobs, which is great. The other interesting thing is that people within agriculture are beginning to move from the housing depression that we had in 2008. People have begun to recoup some of that, but here in the Midwest is a bit sheltered from that, but other parts of the country, there has been an increase in the number of people willing to consider another opportunity. I think the most interesting opportunity that is growing in popularity is in precision agriculture. There has been a roughly an 11% increase in that field alone in 2012 compared to 2011.
Wow, that's great, and that's great news. Now, when you talk about precision agriculture, are you talking about technicians, the equipment, or is it just everything?
It's everything from aerospatial to people who can service the equipment within the dealerships, the mega dealerships that are out there right now, and train the farmers on how to maintain and operate that equipment as well.
Wow, that's great. Now, one of the things we've got coming up is the Ag Careers Roundtable. We covered that last year when it was in West Lafayette, Indiana. So this is coming up again in first week of August, right? And where is that going to be?
That's going to be in Springdale, Arkansas, on the campus of Tyson Foods. So we're excited about that. We already have roughly 30 people registered for the event. We expect to have close to 200. In fact, the maximum number that we can have attend is 220 because of the capacity. But our sister company now, Careers in Food, we're going to complete the food chain and have two brands, careersinfood.com and agcareers.com, represented. The speaker lineup will be the best yet. It's going to be a unique celebration because this is our 10th year.
Right, and it has grown tremendously, hasn't it, from your first one?
From the first one that we had, I think we had 87 attendees. So 10 years ago on the campus of Pioneer, which is where it'll be next year. It's very humbling to see it grown to this point.
Now, here at an event like this at the National Agri-Marketing Association, and we have a lot of students that were here, what kind of feedback are you getting from people when you talk to people here at NAMA?
Well, you know, optimism is at its high. I can't remember in the last 10 years it being as high as it is right now. Sales and marketing and communications, it's exciting because we have a number of those positions. In fact, they're up over 8% compared to last year this time. So it's exciting to be here and have sales and marketing opportunities, communications opportunities for these new graduates.
Yeah, and the kids, I know you've gotten a chance to talk to them. These are some great students, aren't they?
Oh, AgCareers.com, in fact, 12 years ago this week, AgCareers.com, then being JobHog.net, was a student presentation by the University of Florida. Yes, it was.
I did not know that.
That's true. And so I was a little bit of a serene moment today sitting in there, and I realized, wow, I looked back at my calendar 12 years ago this week in Denver, Colorado, the concept was born. So
that is really cool. Well, Eric, we are looking forward to the next roundtable coming up in August in Springdale, Arkansas. We'll be there. All right. Here from the NAMA conference in Kansas City, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.